Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I'm having problems getting into my own show today. Like I've called 6 times. So I'm here, and the intro music is already played, and so we will begin the show. If you are one of the people who has called in and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 to raise your hand. Otherwise, it'll just look like you just want to listen. So today's show is supposed to be about automatic writing. Yay! And I chose this particular topic because Sunday I was the speaker at the UU church that I go to. And what I was telling them about was part of my journey, the part of my journey where I was guided to automatic writing and what a difference that ended up making in my life. And I encourage others to at least do it once or twice and see if it makes a difference in your life. And no, it's not something that I want you to buy from me because it's actually on my website, and it's absolutely free, and you can go in there, read it all, do the stuff, whatever you want to do. There's no obligation whatsoever. Guidance wants you to know about it because it is one of the ways that you can connect with your guidance, one of the ways where you can ask them questions and actually get the answers. So what they want you to know is, hold on, I have to type something right quick and I can't type and talk at the same time. Okay, if you want to actually read the information about it, you can go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says free tips and tools. It will bring down a list. And about the fourth or fifth thing on that list is called channeling/automatic writing. Okay, so now you know how to find it. So it's really a very simple process. First of all, you need a pencil and paper, or pen and paper, or you can actually type on your computer if that's something that really feels right for you. For me, it felt more in alignment for me to actually write it. So you start out by repeating this particular statement 3 times, and the statement is, I am now receiving what is for my highest good from the highest possible source. You say that 3 times. And the reason why you say that 3 times is because you're letting your guidance know that you want to receive whatever information is coming to you from the highest possible source. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, those lower energy beings coming and tapping into you and trying to control you or any of that other stuff that you might have heard about what might happen. I always specify that I'm always working with the highest possible source. I've always done that. So I never came from that place of fear, you know, that, oh my gosh, what if it's a lower being and blah, 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 because I've always specified that I only want to associate with higher beings. But you can change that any way you want to, if you want to, you know, if you want to connect with lower level beings, then I guess you could specify that. Once you've said the statement three times, you take your paper and you write the question that you have for your guidance. And it doesn't have to be anything incredibly, you know, life-altering. It can be a really simple question. It's up to you. It can be whatever question it is that you feel you really want the answer to. And then your guidance will flow through you and your hand will begin writing without you consciously thinking about what you're writing. So if you find yourself trying to think, oh, what am I supposed to write? What am I supposed to write? Stop, because it's not coming from your brain. You ask to have the information flow through you. So let it flow. And the first time I did this, and I, you know, said the statement three times, got the pen and paper and wrote my question, and my hand started writing so fast that there was no way I could even read what I was writing because it was just, it looked like a bunch of scribble marks. And so I asked them to slow down. Actually, I yelled out, slow down. But if you do ask them to go slower, they will go slower. They really do want to connect with you. And they want you to be able to get the message that they're giving to you. So feel free to ask them to go slower, if that's something that you think you need. Now, one of the things that I really liked about this automatic writing is that I could ask any question I wanted to. You know, it wasn't like this was going to be published. People weren't going to know what I was asking questions about. I could ask any question about anything, and I would get the answer. And at first my brain said, you know, you're making this up. You're not actually getting answers from God. God doesn't actually talk to people, you know, that kind of a thing. But when I was reading the answers that I was getting, I could tell that that was not me. That was not the way I would phrase anything. A lot of times it was something that I would never have said because it wasn't something that I would think about. I realize now that one of the, I don't want to call it a difficulty, one of the interesting things about connecting with your guidance and bringing yourself into alignment with actually getting the answers from them is that your mindset has to change. And I can look back over the years and see how my mindset did change because I let go of all of those beliefs that I had been taught from all of those people about what life is supposed to be and how it's supposed to work and all of that stuff. And there was a lot of stuff there. So I had to clear all of that out and start thinking in a different way, to start understanding in a different way. Because it really does take you to a whole new place of being. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it makes sense to me, and so I'm going to go with that. One of the questions that you can ask, if you can't think of a question, is to just ask, what's the most important thing for me to know right now? That's it. It can be as simple as that. But remember that you don't need to think when you're doing the automatic writing. All you do is you just let it flow. And I know for some people that's the difficult part because you're always thinking, you're always analyzing, you're always figuring it out. And you do this automatic writing, and I'm telling you not to think because you don't need to, because this is not coming from your brain. For some people, they need to distract themselves. So if you need to doodle, you know, draw little pictures, whatever, to get your brain out of the way of the question that you ask, then go ahead and do that. And then when it starts flowing, it'll just start flowing, and you'll be like, oh, wow, this is really working, you know? So I recommend that once you start using this practice, this technique, that you do it at least once a day for a couple of weeks, just to give yourself the permission to actually receive the messages, just to let yourself know that you really are okay with this. Because the only reason why you wouldn't be getting your answers is because there's some part of you that says this is not what you are allowed to do. So this is all about you coming into alignment with your higher self, your soul, with God, the angels, whomever it is you like to imagine is watching over you. This is to bring you into alignment with them so that you can actually get the answers that you're looking for. So when you are doing this, you can also ask who it is that you're talking to. When I first started out, I would ask that question, and so usually at the end of the answer, I would get a name, the name of whomever it was that I was talking to. And at first, the name seemed to change a lot, and then they consistently became one particular being. And then as time went on, I switched from that being to an angel and then an archangel. And now I usually am talking to archangels, masters, gods, goddesses, those beings. So don't expect that you will always talk to the same one. I've taught this technique to some people, and some of them started out getting their messages from their guides. You know, it would say that it was, well, we knew the names of everyone's guides, so it would say it was one of their guides. And they consistently got the answer from that particular being. It varies according to the person. You will get whatever is right for you. And that always happens, no matter what. Okay. So now you know a little bit about automatic writing. Like I said, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the free things tab and scroll down and automatic writing is there. If you decide to do it and you get your answers and you have questions about your answers, feel free to send me an email and I'll help you in whatever way I'm guided to. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Chad, kind of working right now. Just wondering if you could just give me a general reading because I can't really talk or say anything.
Okay, so you just want a general reading about your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to let your guides talk through me. So you're going to hear what they want to say to you. Beloved, first of all, we want you to know that you are the one who is creating what you experience. You are the one who is deciding what you are allowing into your life. And if you are feeling that this isn't working, if you are feeling sadness or desperation or loneliness or any other thing that you really don't want to feel, you are the one who needs to make the choice about what it is you are creating. Because it really is about you. Your life is your life. And there's no one else who can tell you what is right or what is wrong or what you should do or what you shouldn't do. That's your decision. You are responsible for you. So we strongly encourage you to do whatever it is that you are feeling in your heart, not from your mind. Your mind will tell you all kinds of things based on what's happened in the past. And that's all well and good. But if you want to create the life that you are truly meant to live, the life that you can truly love, the life that allows you to create your desires, then you have to trust in your own heart. Trust in your intuition, your guidance. Trust and allow that to happen. So that is the thing we would most encourage you to do, especially in this new year. Set your intention for what it is you actually want, and then allow us to assist you in making those intentions into your reality. We hope that this has been beneficial to you, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
I was kind of wondering, like, about a new car.
Well, based on what they were saying, they're saying that if you set the intention that you are going to have a new car, then that is the way your life is going to move. It's based on your intentions and understanding that you are the one who is creating things. So if you want a new car, make it your intention. Say that I'm going to have a new car. You can specify the make and model. You can get as detailed as you want to. Put that energy out there, and that is what you will get back in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that.
They really want you to take responsibility for your own life.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. And you know, that's something that they say over and over and over again, that each of us is responsible for our own lives, for what we are creating. So that whole idea that we are just going along and God is making decisions about what we can and cannot have and what will and will not happen, they're telling me that that's really not true, that it is us. We came here to experience whatever it is that we came here to experience. And we have complete freedom to create whatever we desire. So we're not bound by any rules or regulations from God. In fact, the will of God is that each of us receives whatever we desire, that we have wonderful, beautiful lives, if that is what we desire. And if we desire to be absolutely miserable, then that's fine. That's what we get. So it's understanding that we really are the ones making the choices. We really are the ones creating our experiences. And it's all a matter of letting go of what we used to believe, because generally those things weren't true, and accepting the truth in our lives. And that just makes such a huge difference for us. So yesterday I got it to post a message, and they want me to read that message now. Let's see. So the message, and I posted this in Facebook and on Google Plus, and I have no idea where. It was also tweeted. I just love that tweeted thing, even though I don't tweet as a general rule. Okay, so the message was, as I am moving forward in this year of conscious creation, I also ask my guidance to help me to understand how things work. I want to make sure that I am allowing myself to succeed. So here is the message that I received, and I am sharing it with you. I hope it helps you on your journey, too. And here's the message. Beloveds, this message is about clarity. As you are starting this new year, it is important that you are clear on what you are creating. We are not talking about knowing exactly how you will create, since that's not really your concern. We speak of clarity of what you want the end product to look like, to feel like. Clarity of the benefits it will bring into your life. Having that clarity, knowing those benefits, will assist you in maintaining your focus. They will allow you to start to experience what you intend to have even before it is physically manifested. It gives you the knowing to continue. That knowing brings you freedom. Freedom from worry, freedom from doubt, freedom from fear. That knowing helps to clear all of the clutter out of your mind and keep you centered in your own heart. It brings you peace. We encourage you each to take your intentions for this new year and to make a list of the benefits of each intention. Write down how it will assist you in evolving, and then allow yourself the openness and freedom to experience those benefits starting right now. Be in the energy of having your desires. Don't ever believe that you have to wait before you can feel. Feel it now. Love, Archangel Raphael. And so that gives you a better understanding of the whole thing about intentions. Intentions are not the same as resolutions. For one thing, resolutions are usually like, you know, I am going to exercise 29 times a day, or I am only going to eat the leanest, freshest, natural things, and I'm not going to cook any of it, and I'm going to completely change my way of being. And I'm making them really elaborate because that's what most people do with their resolutions. Even if they've never exercised in their life, you know, they make it a resolution. My New Year's resolution is that I will exercise for 3 hours a day for the next, you know, 6 months, and I will never miss a day. And that's really setting up something impossible for you. Because you can't go from being a couch potato to exercising 6 hours a day and actually expect to be able to stick with that. We set these impossible goals for ourselves sometimes. And that's why guidance wants us to switch to intentions. Intentions are more open. Intentions have more freedom. Like, you can set the intention that you are going to double your income this year. That's a perfectly good intention. That doesn't require, since it's an intention, that you go and do something right now. Instead, it's an opening for you to do what you need to create that reality of that intention. Intentions also give your guidance an idea of what it is you want to create. Because so often we don't actually ask. We're not actually clear about what we want, which is why they want us to list the benefits. Because the more you can see the benefit of your intention, the more you will actually allow that into your life. And sometimes when you set an intention and then you go to list the benefits, you realize that you don't actually want what you said you intended. You may have been listing that intention because someone had told you one time that you need to blah, blah, blah. So you set the intention to blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't your idea. And it wasn't something that was actually important to you. And when you set the intention and look to see what the benefits are and see that there's no benefit, you might realize that that wasn't really you. You were trying to do what somebody else expected you to do or wanted you to do, but it's not resonating with who you are. So intentions are, they're actually quite wonderful. I enjoy intentions. I used to hate resolutions. Because like most people, within 2 weeks of making the resolution, whatever it was, I wasn't doing it anymore. So resolutions tend to be disappointing. We tend not to achieve them. Sorry about that. I'm not sure why this is getting me choked up. But intentions are more open. Intentions bring you more freedom. And intentions are fun. So when you are allowing yourself to be in your intentions, to have more fun, to have more freedom, that actually feels good. And so you're more likely to do it. Because frankly, we are much more likely to do what feels good than we are to do what feels bad. Unless you're one of those people that believe you're so horrible that you need to be punished, and you need to be punished on a daily basis, in which case you can set an intention that's going to punish you if that's what you need. This is all about you. This is about your choices. This is about what you want to create. So look at your intentions as an opportunity for you to create. See them as an opportunity for you to move forward in your life, to move forward with what is actually important to you. Because this is your life. This is your response to your life. It's not about what other people say. It's not about what other people do. This is about you. So when you are making your intentions, you are deciding on who it is you are being. So you can set your intentions for the day, the week, the month, the year, however it is you want to set them. Because again, it's totally up to you. You are the one creating your life. And so nobody else's opinion really matters. I mean, you can ask people their opinions, but you do not need to live by other people's opinions. One thing that's really difficult to do, because you'll find that if you talk to a variety of people, that every one of them has a different opinion. And so if you're trying to live your life based on the opinions of others, you have to decide which opinions you are going with, because you're not going to get the same thing from everybody. I think that's one of the reasons why guidance always says, follow your own heart. Follow your heart, not somebody else's, your heart, because it's going to tell you what is right for you and only you. It's really the only thing that you need to be concerned about, and that's where your responsibility is. You're not responsible for what other people do, what other people think, what other people feel. It's not your business. Just like they're not your business, you are not their business. So open up to yourself, your own feelings, your own beliefs, and set your own intention. And one of the ways, of course, that you can talk to your heart, have an understanding of what it is that's actually important in your life by using the automatic writing. And you can ask that question. What intentions should I set for this year? And see what kind of guidance you get. Now, they're probably not going to tell you specifically what the intentions should be. Because they're probably going to tell you it's up to you. It's part of your freedom. They can guide you in what is for your highest good. But the choices you make, the actions you take, are up to you. That's one of the ways that you can tell the difference between ego and your guidance. Your guidance is never pushy. Never. They never tell you what you've done wrong. They never berate you, punish you, condemn you. None of that stuff. They always come from love, from unconditional love, which means in the eyes of your guidance, you can't do anything wrong. It's absolutely impossible because you are just being you. And how can that ever be wrong? And see how much freedom they bring into your life. They really want us to embrace that freedom. Embrace that truth of who we are, to allow our lives to open up, to be transformed, for us to take those steps to bring us closer and closer to living a life that's filled with love and happiness and joy and abundance and all of the wonderful things that are out there. I've noticed lately that there are some people who don't want that kind of a life. They actually, for whatever reason, want to experience the sadness and the misery and the aloneness and all of those feelings that you don't really enjoy. They want that in their lives. They believe that it's necessary in their lives. And for them, I guess it is. I mean, because whatever you believe is true, even if it's not actually true. So if you have a belief that says you are supposed to be miserable, then you will find yourself being miserable. But if you let that belief go, then you don't have to go into that misery anymore. I realized that that was part of my decision a little over a year ago about grief, about my mother's death and all of the feelings that were coming up around that. I didn't want to go through that, all of that negativity, all of that despair, that missing her, all of that kind of stuff. And so over the last year, I've gone through so many changes. I've opened up to letting go of so much stuff that was considered normal. I mean, when someone dies, you're supposed to be sad. That's considered normal. You're supposed to cry. That's considered normal. You're supposed to feel this emptiness and desolation. That was considered normal. I guess that means that I'm no longer normal. Because I don't feel that. Even now when I think about, okay, my mother has passed on and she's no longer in the physical, I don't get all choked up like I used to. I don't have all of that longing and loneliness that used to be there. Because I've let go of the whole idea that that was required. That I was supposed to feel that way. But if I didn't feel that way, then I wasn't normal. So I can accept not being normal. And instead, my life has so much more joy in it. And so many more opportunities that I see for becoming more, evolving into who I really am. I'm not holding myself back like I used to. This whole growing process in life, this becoming more process, is a never-ending process. And I realize that there will never come a time when I will wake up one morning and go, oh, well, I'm perfect now. There's nothing more to do. Because there's always more. And it's actually a good thing, because it means that you can continue to grow, to evolve, to experience. Whereas if there was an end point, when you reach the end point, then what? You just sit around and be bored all the time? Sometimes we act like having an end point is so incredibly important. And I realize now that for me, at least, it's not. Yes, I've set intentions for this year, intentions that will show me how I have evolved, so that next year I can set even higher intentions and go to an even higher level, and the year after that, and the year after that, so that it just keeps getting better and better and better. And this last year, you know, with the whole way that it started out, I had some doubts about it actually turning out to be a good year. But it did. It turned out to be so much better than I ever imagined. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. My life has changed so much. And I'm glad that I did it. I'm glad that I made the choices that I made. I'm glad that I let go of all of that crap that used to make me feel like I was less. Because I'm not less. Neither are you. We don't have to live our lives as these little insignificant beings who can have one little tiny moment of joy. That idea, go. I get to experience joy all the time now. I get to enjoy my life, my very existence. I get to enjoy the wonderful experiences that I am inviting to me by the intentions that I have set. So if you want to experience more, then make that your intention. Allow yourself to experience more. It's there for you. Are you willing to accept it? Because if you are, then great, you get to live it. So let's go to the caller from 864.
Hey, hello. Barbara, it's Janetta.
How are you?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I am doing so well and blessed and enjoying the show. I'm so grateful that I'm able to listen in today. And the closure of everything, as you know, Mom transitioned, and it's just going through her things and giving closure to stuff. It's so refreshing and it's so uplifting because you're confirming the things that I'm doing in the present. And I just want to say thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And I wanted to see if there was a message for me.
I keep seeing a white dress. What does a white dress have to do with things?
A white dress? I don't know. I guess a white dress, purity, or spiritual.
No, it's like she had a white dress. Did she have a white dress that she really loved?
Let me see. I was going to say she had a white skirt that she used to love to wear. I don't know about a white dress. I don't see a white dress, and I don't have one that I'm going through. But it doesn't mean that it's not around, you know?
Let me ask her if it's a white skirt and not a white dress. Okay, she says it's an outfit.
Oh, excuse us.
It's an outfit. What did she used to wear with that white skirt? What did the top look like?
Well, I know that
it was like her favorite outfit.
Oh, well, she did have on like a creamish color outfit at a reunion that I shared a picture, and she really loved that outfit. Maybe that's it.
Okay, let me see if she's talking cream instead of white. She says, you know the one, it's the one she loves, and she wants you to keep it. Not forever, but just for a little while. She wants you to keep that one.
Okay.
Kind of as your reminder of her.
Hmm. It's so ironic because I'm actually going through her things as we speak, and maybe I have to look. I have to unpack that box to find whatever she's talking about. Yeah. And then, too, not so much a message from her, but maybe from the angels or the guides, too, as well.
Well,
or,
she stepped up there in front of everybody, so, you know.
Oh, well, excuse me. I know she...
Okay. That's your mother. We'll let her go first. Okay. Now, let's see if the she's laughing. Okay, let's see if anybody else wants to. She says they know there's nothing more important than a mother's love, so they got out of the way. Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so this is actually Mother Mary, who's now standing there with her arms around your mother. And here's what she wants to say to you. You know that this is not an ending. It's simply a different way of being. And of course, you don't ever have to worry about her because we're watching over her. We're taking care of her, just like we were doing when she was down there with you. So now you get to decide what you're going to be next, how your life is going to change. And we want you to keep us in mind and let us be a part of those changes. Because these are the steps that you are taking to evolve into the beautiful, magnificent you. A you that is even more magnificent than you are now. And you may find it hard to believe that you can be more magnificent, but you can. You will. And as you are moving forward and you are making these decisions about who you are being, what you are sharing with the world, you will become this phenomenal force. And there will be so many who will gain so much from just interacting with you. As you allow that light to just shine forth through your eyes, through your smile, from your heart, from every part of your being. So we strongly encourage you to do what really resonates with your heart. You are meant to have an even greater impact in this world than you've already imagined. We don't want to spoil the surprises, but we want you to know we are with you. We are growing with you. And as you are becoming more and more of who you truly are, you are offering us more and more opportunities to become who we truly are. So we are all working together. And we are grateful to you. So grateful that you have opened up, that you are allowing us into your lives, that you are being you. So continue to listen, and we will continue to talk. And please, by all means, feel free to talk to us You know that we need to listen sometimes too. We love you. She loves you. We all love you. Be well. Now they're all waving, blowing you kisses.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, it's ironic that, you know, I've been concentrating on the next phase of my life. I know the direction where I'm going, and it's, you know, how you, I can use the analogy, you walk a dog, the dog doesn't walk you,
mm-hmm.
and the dog that's walking instead of walking with where I'm going, instead of trying to get there too fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And things, it's like sometimes I'm going in slow motion because I have to pull myself back because sometimes I get too far ahead of myself. And it's such a great feeling knowing that you're able to slow down and be the slow motion being and know where you're headed, yes. And like you said, set those intentions, but at the same time, don't worry because those angels and guides are all around you. And I just appreciate your confirming that for me because there was a point, you know, through all of this where I felt like I was getting too far ahead of myself and I had to do the whoa, Nelly, pull back. But, you know, it's so refreshing and it's such a good feeling knowing that, you know, my mom is no longer in pain and she's not suffering and she's happy and I'm happy that she's happy. And, you know, I tend to listen more, you know, get all the wax out of the ear so I can hear very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been such a great new year and I'm happy. So I look forward to some great things and coming back on the show and sharing those things and intentions that we've done and as we so-called cross them off of our bucket list, the bucket list of intentions, you know? I love you, girl.
Yeah.
It's happening and it's a wonderful thing.
And I love you too. And I'm so glad that, you know, things are moving and don't be, let's see, how am I saying this? You're saying this in a good way. Don't be surprised at the unexpected twists and turns. I have no idea exactly what they mean by that, but
look, I'm on a roller coaster ride for real. But as they unfold, I'll be like, I'll remember this call and be like, yep, Barbara said the unexpected.
Yeah, because
so,
I get the feeling there's going to be some things way off in left field that are just going to pop up in your face. I don't know why I said left field instead of right. I don't know. We can come from right field. Hey, just be open to unexpected things popping
Amen,
up.
Amen,
yeah.
I sure will. Well, thank you. Thank you, my dear. And I'm going to go ahead and listen on. And as always, oh, and about the automatic writing, you know, I've been doing that as well. And, you know, your audience it should know it very well works. And, you know, you just humble yourself down and just ask those questions and those answers will come to you.
Yeah.
Because I've experienced that as well. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that great reminder as well.
Wonderful. Well, you just keep going as you're going. And they're saying that all these wonderful things are going to happen. She's going to do this and this and this. And they're not telling me what this and this and this is, but they're just saying.
Of course. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Well, I'm going to set those intentions and just be like, yes, it happened. Yes, again.
Well, good. You should.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and get out and listen, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for raising your hand.
All right. Love you much.
Love you too. All right. We're almost finished for the day, but let's see. What else do they want to say? No, they wanted me to let everyone know that my ability to channel actually started with the automatic writing. It started with me getting the answers through the writing, and eventually I was able to hear the answers. And now I can hear things, and I can see things, and I can feel things. And it's all part of my evolution. And it all started with that automatic writing, with that showing that I was willing to be open to hear, be open to connect with my guidance. And they're saying that a lot of people say that they want to get answers, they want to connect with their guidance, but they don't actually do anything to allow that to happen. And so the automatic writing is one of those easy ways that you can actually do it and actually see the results right away as you're doing it. It's one of the, I'm hearing the words, less cumbersome ways of connecting. You can also ask, you know, that your third eye be open. And a lot of people do that, but then they don't actually use it. They don't actually show that they're acknowledging that it's happening. Okay, so it's like when we ask for something like, you know, open my third eye. And we start to see things with our third eye. But then we're like, I don't want to see that. Or we get a nudge and a vision that says we're supposed to share something with someone. And our reaction is, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to share that with anybody. I'm not going to pretend that I actually know anything. Just because I asked you to give me this ability doesn't mean that I'm actually going to use it. And so they're saying that a lot of people do that. They will ask to have something. They will ask to have their gifts revealed. They will ask to really know who they are. And that starts happening to them, and they start backing away from it. So when you ask for something and it's coming to you, you need to embrace it because it's you. It's who you are. And by embracing it, you're allowing it to open up even more. You're allowing yourself to accept even more of your own gifts instead of pushing them away. So be aware of whether or not you are actually accepting what you have asked for. And don't push it away. Because if you push it away, you know, you're shutting it down. And when you shut it down, it shut down. And then one day you'll look around and decide, well, whatever happened to that gift? I used to be able to do this, this, and this, and I can't do it anymore. Because you decided you didn't want to do it. You decided that for whatever reason, that wasn't something you wanted in your life. And a lot of times people decide that they aren't worthy of the gifts that they actually have. These are your gifts. God has already decided that you're more than worthy of receiving it. So all you have to do is accept. And that can be so difficult for us to do. Frankly, we are often taught that we are not worthy, that we cannot accept, that it's not right for us to accept. It's so funny when I look back on my life and I think of the times when, you know, I would ask God, okay, I really need this. And God would bring it to me. And I would say, no, thank you. because those beliefs in my mind that said, you really can't have this. You don't deserve this. Don't accept this. And I would let all of that old programming run my life. And now that I'm letting go of that old programming more and more and more and more, and now when things come into my life, when someone wants to give me something, I say, thank you. And that's it. I just say thank you. And I'm really glad that they were more than happy to give it to me, because I know now that I really do deserve the things that I receive. And the more I say thank you, the more things I receive. So it really is part of that whole cycle that we are setting up. So if you're in that cycle where you are always asking God for something and it doesn't seem like God is ever listening, that you're never getting what you ask for, really take a close look at you. Take a close look at the time that people have asked you if you want something, and it's something that you said you wanted, and you have said, no, thank you. You have pushed it away. You have pushed them away. That's all you're doing. That's your creation. Don't ask for things if you don't actually want them. Don't ask if you're not willing to receive. Don't ask if you don't believe you're worth it, because you're not going to accept it. Start opening up to your value, to your goodness, to your beauty, to your honor, and start saying yes. Start saying thank you. You can even say more, please. That was a part of a movie that I want to say was called Yes, Thank You, More, Please, or something like that. Why can't I remember the name of that movie? But it was actually an interesting movie, and the funniest thing in it was that the person that was starring in this movie was learning to say, yes, thank you, more please, to things in life. And that applies to each and every one of us. There's absolutely no reason why we can't say, yes, thank you, I'll have more please. Because there's no limit to the gifts that you can receive. So start opening up to them. So that's the show for today, and I will be back on Friday, and Peg Jones is supposed to be my guest. And if she can't make it, then it will be the magical DC Loud. So I invite each of you to come back on Friday for lots of angel readings and laughter and fun. And don't forget to say yes, thank you, more please, 3 times today, just to see what it feels like. And don't forget to open up to the love and the joy that's in you. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.